Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I am a hypnotherapist, a published author, NLP practitioner, and I got my own form of called the Visionary Vocabulary about it with Expand, Energize, Enterprise, and Experience over Change, Heal, and Create, and Transformation. And then words have no memories. All the other words have memories. And we really want, and the key, something that really will show you the way to a better life is open a vocabulary free of memory. But tonight, I want to talk about political correctness and how political correctness a silent prison within our subconscious and in our inner dialogue. How do we really want to expand, but yet we're afraid because there's change involved in it all? And we become locked and blocked in yesterday, and we become stuck because we're really trying to fit in to society's ways. It's a subconscious thing that happens. And Thursday night, we're going to talk about the jovial jailbreak within us. But when you go through life and you're really looking at something, how does political correctness and trying to look good in everybody's eyes and really try to do it, but yet you want to stay inside the parameters of society and the books and the computers and everything in life? As I've expanded of this and let go of it to understand, a dream is unique to the person, is unique to the person dreaming. And that is something we really have to expand of to really move forward in life. And as I open up to understand to myself, I really have to open up to letting go of being stuck in everything about life. And I really become stuck because I really want to go forward, but yet I never go anywhere further than where I'm at. Because there's that subconscious prison, I call it, that we live. And we all try to fit into it, but yet we never really try to get beyond it. And we stay within our thinking, in our thinking mind, to see what happens in life. But we really become consciously aware what other people feel. And with the consciously aware and our emotions and feelings, our thinking, memories, and it's our reactionary thinking that controls our life, because we have such a quick wit about us, we become reactionary to everything in life. And that is something else that I really got to open up to and expand through and do in my life. You know, life is a never-ending voyage into our own depths of our despair and our flair at the same time. And a voyage kind of allows us to do that over a journey. And, you know, sometimes it's the despair is where our flare is hiding. But sometimes it's the flare that allows shine the despair. See, we're afraid to have icky thoughts and emotions and all that. But they ain't icky. They're self-trained stuff. And that is where we really become in life, is blocked in the self-ingrained stuff. Because we are who we are, and we live inside the lines of the books and our knowing thoughts and memory. But as we move forward and go forward in life, that kind of our ingrained steel fence is there. We can go up to it, we can scale it, but we don't ever quite get over it. And that is where I'm at in my life. And everybody's at it in that climbing mode every day. And we get goaded by ourselves and our thinking and our inner dialogue. And that is something I know I do, but I'm really understanding that I do it. But it's a political correctness that we must fit inside this and we must do this. And how is the world so politically correct and ingrained with our self-taught beliefs, opinions, and viewpoints that we can't, even political views, how are they the ones stopping anybody from moving forward? How does that stop a conversation of the truth? Because everybody in life has done something to somebody and does something, and the political system is really stuck in the right wing, left wing, but they leave out the 43% in the middle. And that is what we really have to open up to. So how is it your beliefs, your opinion are the right and the left, and your dreams are in the middle to be honored, and we are afraid to go in there? And that is something I'm really understanding about political correctness. It really brings out the ineptness in the rebel-rousing resolve within us, because life is a mess, and it's a mess on purpose, because the mess of life is a magnanimous, expanding, sensational sovereignty to experience. Because it's a magnificence within us, and the omnipotence, the omniscience. We're the essence of the bliss of life. I am the essence of the bliss of life. And that's liberating internal fervor energy. And see, we are... Excuse me, we are an energy to expand through life, but we're really stuck in what we know, and we stay inside what we know because it's a comfort controlled, it's like a controlled environment where the temperature never gets above 80 or below 60. We live in that comfort zone of life. And if you ever look at a thermostat, it'll say comfort zone. And how do you live? And a comfort zone is controlled, oppressive malice. It's really a failure zone, but we never fail. We forget. When we fail, we're afraid to experience what it is and do the admitting to what it is. And that is where we really become locked and blocked in a reactionary thinking. We're never locked in yesterday. We're locked in the reactionary thinking of what went wrong today. And that is kind of where we're at in life. That's where I'm at. And if this And, you know, and that is something I'm really, really honored to admit, because the inner prison within us is where we live and stay stuck. Our comfort zone is actually a prison. And that is something else to really expand of and out of and enjoy and relish every day. How are we afraid to put the taste of hors d'oeuvres or the desserts of life, the daring, expanding, savvy, splendor, enterprising today safari? How are we afraid to be the pioneers of life? We're staying inside everything we know, the school zone, the college education, all the education system. But yet, where's the world at? How is the world different today than it was in the beginning of time? That is something that really, really opens me up when I start this. It really is about dissolving all of our angst towards anything and anybody. And really, it's about understanding that life opens the door. Our thinking know-it-all closes the door. My dreamers resolve, my revolutionists resolve opens the door. My thinking and knowing closes the door. How does that feel to you? That opens the, because how is the overthinking and trying to be, I want to go over here, but this isn't right here, and people will say this, and somebody will say that. You know, the people that are the gossip of the water cooler are the ones that are the cool, classy people. Those doing the gossiping are the suck asses. And here's the thing. Always remember this. Whoever kisses up to you will be the one that will stab you in the back. Those who tell you the truth will forever set you free. And that is something to really open up and really understand that life is a voyage of letting go, dissolving, releasing all you know. Because a know is an understanding, and you can never know and go, but you can understand, expand, and be grand. And as your grandeur opens up, you surrender the political correctness to feel unconquerable utopian lure flow through your vein of ordained fame and move forward and really enjoy the heck out of life. Because life is a liberated, infernal feeling, expansive every day. And as you feel expansive, what happens with life and how does it go? And how does it really open up when you feel the grandeur and the good of life? That is something we should never, ever grasp, that we can never ever do, because the hill is never too tall. The hill is forever just a hill. We can climb the mountain when we forget it's a mountain and we see it as a voyage to new scenery in life. And that is something we really expand of when we let go of that. But as we climb the mountain, we feel the bliss of life. And I am Robert A. Wilson, but how is it that you try to stay inside the the political correct system rather than your dreamer's flair and the dare of your own ability? Because the flair and the dare of your own brain power, brain prowess, gut grandeur will take you to the mountain, to the pinnacle of prosperity. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. My email is robert@mycowboywisdom. My website is mycowboywisdom.com. And there's reading on there. There's a lot of stuff that will expand you way beyond the thinking mind and get you into your dreamer's flair, showing your rare breed brilliance, your credence of who you are, and it'll expand you out and really enjoy everything about life. It's the enjoyment of life we forgot. And just the bliss of life that allows us to move forward. And I am Robert A. Wilson with my website, mycowboywisdom.com. I want to say good night and wish everybody a very blessed and bountiful week and life. And thank you and good night.